The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this or not.
Usually if you have to ask if you should talk about it, then you shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, but I wasn't told no, and you know, I'm a man of the people. I like to put the information out there.
I'm sorry, you said you're what?
Man of the people. You know, I'm not some rich dude out there or whatever. I like to give people as much information as I can, you know.
You're your average Joe.
I am. Blue collar. So I think I'm going to talk about this.
All right, but
it's about the 4th of July special. I'm not sure we're allowed to like give any detail.
I mean, you're not supposed to really give. I think you can give like you know.
Okay, so you're with me. Cal just said I can give
You can like give a little synopsis, but don't go into detail.
Okay, good. You guys, you got it on record. Cal said I can give a little synopsis, so I can give some of the information.
Just like give like 2% of what it is.
Okay, I'll just throw it out there and you stop me.
All right.
If it gets rough.
Okay.
So we produce. Okay, see, it's probably a good move. Right. We produce at times holiday specials and special programming for others as well, which maybe you've heard it away from the Blaze Radio Network, like 4th of July or Memorial Day. We've done specials throughout the last couple of years. And it airs on terrestrial stations and so on and so on. This 4th of July, we will once again produce a special that'll air on terrestrial stations as well as the Blaze Radio Network. And we often try to, as opposed to just, hey, it's 4th of July, celebrate the 4th of July, give you a little more substance with it. You know, have some theme or blanket idea behind it. And we were working on some ideas this year. And one of the ideas that we floated, which we're going to end up using, has to do with the fact that it's constant chaos now and has been forever that we are in constant chaos.
Yeah.
I mean, since even before Obama, it's like daily chaos. Every second you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. I was wondering that same thing.
Wait, women have penises. What? You know, I mean, this stuff that is so unbelievable that
That's not new.
That you find yourself arguing, you're driving down the road going, I can't believe somebody is making this argument. This is ridiculous. We know this is. There's how many genders? 108. How many, Chris?
181.
182. Yeah. 182. That we're making this argument. You're like, come on. I'm being punked here. So it's constant chaos. And
or constantly having to go, I'm sorry, can you say that again? I'm sorry, what? Explain that again?
Right. You're like, wait, what? It's like having a conversation with your wife where they try to argue some point and you're like, okay, this makes no sense. It's constant chaos. And it's funny. So, by the way, that will be coming at the Blaze Radio Network as well as terrestrial stations. Our 4th of July special that's based on what's going on now, this constant chaos, the solutions, if we were to go back to America's founding. I mean, it's 4th of July. How if we simply were to focus on the same things that people discussed back then that we would get beyond all of this nuttiness? Look at the chaos that is constantly around. Over the weekend, there was yet another Antifa protest in Portland, Oregon.
Dressed in black?
Huh?
Dressed in black?
Yeah.
And masks?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just local, average, everyday people that are all dressed just alike.
With bricks?
With bricks, the same thing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, look exactly like, same build, same feature, same type of mask, all dressed in black. It's different people. There's tens of thousands of them. Yeah, it's all legit. So the protest there, and you watched some of it over the weekend, right?
Yes, I did. It was really interesting. I think it was like a 14 arrests. There was literally bags, those big old duffel bags full of bricks. Remember you were talking about when you went to the D.C.
And they were
like
breaking the bricks.
And they're breaking the bricks.
They
were doing that.
And you know that's training.
Yes.
When you do that, that's training.
Yes.
Nobody's doing this on the street, and they're like, hey, you know what would be cool, Pete? Let's attack the cops. What? I think I see some bricks over there. Let's pull those up
throw them, right?
Let's break them, though.
Why?
Because they can go farther.
Whoa.
And they're not as heavy, and we can
that
whatever.
That is some high-level thinking there.
Right. They know it's training. You can see they drag the garbage cans out, like, right off. It was like a checklist, right? So I'm sure this was just a spontaneous. But the irony of the Antifa protesters is you're anti-fascist?
Yes.
And you're acting in fascist ways?
No, no. Because they're standing for something that...
So if these knuckleheads had their way, these pull out one of the Antifa protesters and okay, we're with you. Just wave your wand and make America like you would want it. You mean to tell me it would be free? Everybody would be like, this is great. There's so much freedom. This
paradise.
Would be awesome. Right. Hell no. They're jackbooted thugs. There'd be gun control. There'd be all kinds of stuff. You're not going to be free.
They want to be protected, too.
They're actually pretty damn fascist in their anti-fascist movement.
I find that funny.
These people are driving the chaos. What's funny about the anti...
About the anti-fascists being fascists.
They really are. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
They are... And this is what was so confusing when the movement popped up. And I'm like, Antifa? What? What the hell you're... Antifa?
Antifa,
oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's anti-fascist, but these are the fascists out there. What are you?
I thought you just anti-fat people.
They
forgot the T.
I was like, what's this Queen Latifah movement? The Quintifa? What? Oh, no. Antifa.
Who's his new
rapper? I don't
understand.
She's an actress now. Is that protesting? What's going on? So we have some audio from an Antifa protester that I'd like to share from Portland, Oregon over the weekend. We did beep her, right?
We beeped her. I hope I got them all.
Hope we got them all. Here we go.
Hold on one second.
So here she is. Stop it right there. Here she is. She's coming up to the police officers.
Yes.
She's there's a whole line of cops. They're dressed in full garb or whatever.
Riot gear.
She's standing up there and she starts yelling at him. And she's of course dressed in black too, hood, the whole thing, and starts yelling at the cops. Pick it up right there.
What's your message?
Well, it's a big long message.
Wait a minute.
What?
Did you catch? She's a single.
Normally, I wear all black, but I'm a single mom.
No, today she's wearing all black.
Today she's wearing all black.
But normally, she doesn't wear all black.
No.
Because moms and preschool teachers.
They don't wear black.
That's right. You can't wear black.
No.
Everybody knows if you're a single mom slash preschool teacher.
You wear colors, right?
Colors. In fact, I don't know if you wear black at all. I think it's forbidden.
Yeah.
Today, she's donning the black.
Yes, she is.
That's what she's doing. And she started off by saying, I pay your salary.
I pay my taxes. I hate that quote.
Here's the thing. You're a single mom and a preschool teacher. You're not paying anybody's salary. You're not paying
your
taxes.
We're probably paying your taxes. I mean,
you're
we're
in Portland, Oregon. You're not paying any damn taxes. What the hell are you talking about? You mean to tell me she's out there in a noble fashion paying taxes like everybody else? Yeah, that's what she's giving more than she takes. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Today, I'm wearing all black. But normally, I'm a single mom preschool teacher. And I don't need to feel scared. I don't need this. I pay your paycheck. So it's important for you guys to have that.
Wait a minute. Wait. She doesn't need to feel scared.
What is she scared of?
The cops.
The cops.
The stormtroopers there, Cal, with the riot gear.
Don't you feel scared when you see them?
you know, intimidating her in any
way? No, I'll leave it up to you. They were just kind of standing, I mean, at ease.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just like, okay.
And they're only there because she's there. Her people are there.
Right, exactly.
They're there to just keep the peace, really. I mean, they're
there to cause chaos.
Because they have, like, kind of a wall. There's, you know, they're not shoulder to shoulder, but they're, like, spaced out every couple feet. And they're all standing kind of at ease, just like, okay, we're here. So what's your point, Cal? Does that seem like a bit of a fail? She doesn't need to feel scared?
If you didn't, I mean, if your tactics weren't kind of intimidating or...
So if you weren't being a douche, the cops wouldn't be out there.
Exactly.
I mean, not that you don't have a right to speak your mind and protest,
there's a way to protest without causing some sort of, you know... Mm-hmm. Tension, and there's a way to protest where you're being a douche.
Right. Do you have that level of police enforcement or law enforcement at every single protest?
No. If they were, you know, out.
There's quite a few protests where there's no cops.
Yeah.
People are out there in front of buildings with picket signs and stuff, and no cops have to show up or whatever. So you don't need to feel threatened. So if you and your ilk weren't out there.
If you're holding bags of bricks,
and throwing them at cops.
Elicit a different reaction.
And then number two, if other people were doing that and you don't need to feel threatened, maybe you could just leave. You don't have to be. This is like, listen, I don't need to be eating this ice cream at 31 flavors right now. I don't need this.
I don't need this to double fudge chocolate chip.
Okay, then maybe you don't
eat the ice cream. I am a school teacher normally, and I don't always eat this. But
wait, what's the need to explain that you're a teacher? What is that relevant?
Yeah, because they're educator, they're professor.
Exactly. They love themselves.
Yep.
They just love themselves.
Because I don't hear you protest. I'm a radio host.
Listen to me. I pay your salaries. I'm a radio host, so I have some sort of significance.
It's like the other one. Why do they always do it?
But I'm a funeral director.
Remember the other one that was screaming? She's like, I'm a professor.
Right.
Yeah, same thing.
The lobster porn star.
The
lobster
porn star.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Maybe that's part of their like protesting is they first state your occupation when you are yelling at the police.
Mic check. Occupation.
I am a professor. I am a school teacher.
I make waffles. I'm a waffle maker. I work at the Waffle House every morning.
I'm a shoe cobbler.
I am a waffle maker. I work 6 days a week, sometimes on Sunday. I mean, how come they don't give the rest of you? Do you gotta give your schedule? I am a waffle maker with 14 years waffle making experience.
Work Monday to Friday, 6 to 2.
I am a line cook. I work in a factory.
A kindergarten teacher. Because my degree in 13th century poetry didn't get me a job.
A little bit more from her.
Ponytail's a higher standard. Go home. I teach black kids and white kids at Albino Head Start. And you know, why do I have to teach my black kids not to play with guns? But the white kids can come in and you can come into my classroom.
Why
do I teach my black kids not to play with guns so the white kids can what?
No.
Did she step in it there, Chris?
No. She goes, I could teach my black kids.
I have to teach my black kids
not to use guns.
Right.
But white kids are allowed to play with guns. That's what she said. She's teaching that. Isn't that her mistake for teaching that?
Right. That's what I said. There's a fail on
her
part.
There's a complete fail.
Was she just being racist there?
I guess she was.
Listen, black kids are inherently stupid and want to shoot people with guns. White kids won't do that. That's really what she's saying there.
That's what she said, yes.
Okay, a little more.
Go home. I teach black kids and white kids at Albino Head Start.
Did she say albino kids?
Black kids not to play with guns, but the white kids can come in, and you can come into my classroom and officer friendly. But you come into my classroom, and the black kids are scared as shit. Why? Why is that? That's not cool. That's not okay. And I have to sit there and deal with that every day.
Oh, she has to deal with it. Whoa, hold on. She didn't say. Wow, those black kids, that must be horrible if they're that scared of police. That's horrible. You don't understand how miserable life is. No, it's, I have to deal with that.
Yes.
I don't want to have to do any work or have any bad days at work. It's all your fault.
Yes.
Not the parents' fault, by the way, or my fault for continuing this narrative. I have to deal with this.
It's the guy that is way, you know, on the other side of the beat.
Yes.
It's his fault.
It's the guy who is doing crossing guard and all that stuff.
And all he did was protect and serve, and his fault because he's protecting and serving.
It's constant chaos. This is the norm. This is the standard. This is just our world. And it's been that way so long, I think we're kind of just accepting it. It didn't used to be this way. It wasn't always this level of...
The scary thing is I can't remember when it wasn't this way.
You have to go back well into the George W. Bush administration where it was not like this all the time. And I kept thinking, oh, I'm just getting older and now I'm, you know, seeing it differently. No, it's just this constant chaos. Anyways, we'll have our chaos special for the 4th of July coming up on the Blaze Radio Network and terrestrial stations 4th of July weekend. Did I give too much out about it? Cat out of the bag. It's out there now.
The couple paws are out of the bag.
I am a radio host. It's out there now. I shouldn't have to feel bad for saying it, Cal. This is the Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
Thompson Show at Cal 79 and at Real Chris Cruz on Twitter if you want to join the program. Gal Gadot, I like her more and more. Do we have the Gal Gadot audio?
It has nothing to do with the way she looks, right? You don't.
No, I'd already liked her because of that. They said, hey, like a year and a half ago, hey, this Gal Gadot's going to be Wonder Woman. I said, I don't know who that is. And they showed a picture and I was like, I like her.
And I was reading up on her. She's a pretty, not only is she saucy, she's quite accomplished.
Right. So then I see her in the Israeli army. And I was like, okay, I like her. She's doing real good. But then they asked her about some of these controversies about she shaves her armpits and the.
Or she doesn't represent all women.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She has small boobs was one of it. Yeah. These are all the feminists that are attacking her over all this nonsense, right? And so they interviewed her along with who's the male lead? What's the place? What's his last name?
Chris Pine.
So they're sitting there and. She starts off talking about the boob things and then moves on to the armpit hair thing. Here we go.
The boob is not enough.
Great song.
Breasts are too small.
I just think
they're just the right size, you know?
It's an incredible single.
Yeah.
It's off her EP. It's limited.
And I have a tiny mic. Right now,
But the question was about that. I started that, actually.
You started?
Yeah, I just say a woman with bare pits.
Too much time in your hands, man.
It's the essay that I wrote for The Atlantic. It's a woman with bare pits. What kind of woman is that? Question mark. You know?
So I didn't even know. So what do they, what now they have? Well, I
not
think.
Not hairy women, that's for sure.
I think.
Thanks for them.
Women have been objectified throughout the entire history. I didn't even know about the armpits, the hairy armpits.
I'll send you a hard copy of it.
Okay, well, how come you didn't share it with me once you
posted
it?
I'm still working through
this. So he's goofing around with her and they're having fun with this or whatever, but he's bagging on it to the people who wrote about it. And then she's like, I didn't even know about this. What do you
know?
Right, so they're just completely mocking any question over the armpit hair.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's not even like, well.
And the argument is that she doesn't have armpit hair.
She doesn't have armpit hair.
And they're upset about that?
Right.
Because a real woman will have armpit hair.
Right. The only reason women shave their armpits is because men have put this on them. And by the way, an island full of Amazon women wouldn't shave their armpits. It would be natural. Because feminists have made this argument because they're lazy. That's really what it is. You mean to tell the lesbians out there don't also like, for the most part, the smooth armpits? Who wouldn't want that? I wouldn't blame women if women are like, dudes, I don't like armpit hair on you either. I'm like, cool. No one wants excess hair. What is that?
I'm curious what lesbians think. I don't know the mind of a lesbian, but if a lesbian is attracted to other women, I would think likes women because they're feminine.
You don't think they'd rather? I would,
because there's always like a little bit of a tougher, kind of more masculine woman, and then there's the feminine woman in the relationship. Kind of, I would think like any homosexual relationship,
there's the masculine and the feminine, even though they're of the same sex, right?
I would think.
You know, they,
wow,
I would think if there was a way to interview all lesbians and know what they thought and by percentage, I would be willing to bet that over 50% of them want smooth, you know, hairless armpits.
What about the other one that is looking for more masculine one? They probably want.
They're just lazy.
No, I'm not talking about honest
because they don't want to shave.
I'm talking about the women that are into masculine women.
No, they also want smooth too. Lie to you. Yes, who wants hair? Do you think armpit hair looks good? I mean, even on dudes.
Which kind of is
our standard for us?
Which is one of the reasons I shave my armpits.
Because you want to be feminine?
No, because it's disgusting.
Okay, I didn't know that. It's a whole discussion we have to get into on this. This is all.
I'm going
to
say one time.
And by the way, thank God that it's standard that men don't shave their armpits because it is so much easier.
That
because I'm lazy.
But once when I had surgery on my shoulder, they shaved my armpits for the surgery, which I'm not really sure.
They shaved both of them?
Just the one there.
So you're lopsided?
The shoulder they were operating on, they shaved the armpit. And I got to say, afterwards, it was kind of nice.
It was really, that's what I do.
Smooth.
Smooth and like.
Not just smooth, is you don't stink as much.
Oh, it's right because the hair traps.
I didn't notice that I don't stink, but I just noticed it was, yeah.
So then she went on to rip on him a little bit more and just call him out.
Not only that, by the way, during the movie, she was pregnant.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yep.
Okay, back to this, you shaving your armpits. Why do you shave your armpits?
It's complicated.
Everything with you is complicated.
Wait, it's what? Okay, this is...
We need more information.
All right.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Chris Cruz had some trouble pronouncing some
Yesterday?
Some
you mean like every day?
Okay, every day Chris has some trouble. And it's, you know, English is his second language, and I think he does a fine job. But a lot of people had questioned that. And, you know, Cal's so insensitive to recognize it's his second language and just mocks him incessantly.
What?
It's,
I don't mock? What are you talking about?
I didn't know he was mocking me.
He is a lot. He laughs at you and whatever.
That is so insensitive of you. And I love you like a brother.
I know. And you know, so Cal came up with this.
What is Cal? And I didn't come up with any of this.
Cal came up with this to quiz Chris on whether or not he can pronounce words.
There's a quiz today.
Kind of. He claims he wants to teach you.
Okay.
To pronounce words better, but I think he's mocking you.
I am not mocking.
Because he just put the hashtag out. Can Chris say it?
It's more.
Wow. And he tweeted out from you.
I know, he did. He tweeted out for my account, obviously, when I ran to the other room. Chris say it? Hashtag can Chris say it? If you have any suggestions, you know, asking because you want to help too, wink, wink, like Cal is suggesting.
What's with the wink, wink?
I'm just saying because that's how Cal's kind of presenting it. Yeah, it's not me, but whatever. So what we did is we have a pile of little pieces of paper here with different words on them.
Is this why we're on Facebook Live right now also?
Are we on Facebook Live?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
That's like embarrassing now. Okay.
So,
do I just pick a?
This is because pick one and see if you can pronounce. Okay. Now, I
do this because I love you.
Cal came up with a list of words. I'm just cutting them out, separate them so Chris can't see the list.
So you help him.
I'm just doing it to make for the show to make sure.
No, let's
smoother.
Just be clear. Should I just spell? No, Doc's like, we're gonna print these out and we're gonna cut each one separately, and he's gonna pick one of them. And has a whole game show.
So I just open this.
Yes. Okay. Open it up. See if you
can. And I just read it?
Should we spell it out first?
Pronounce the word. No, just read the word.
Okay. Paradigm. Yeah.
You're going to have to let me see that one.
Paradigm.
Paradigm?
No. No, that is not paradigm.
Read what the definition is underneath it so then we'll know what it is.
The word paradigm means a widely accepted belief, theory, of way of doing things. Yeah, paradigm.
Yeah,
that's paradigm.
Paradigm.
The G is silent.
Dime. That's D-I-G-M. There's no D-I. Okay.
The G is silent.
You want to try another one there as I'm cutting out?
Epitome.
No! You're going to have to read the definition.
If something is the epitome of some quality, it means the perfect example.
Epitome.
I just
That's how you spell that?
That is how that's how that's yeah.
Okay.
Epitome. Are you messing with us right now or are you actually
No. I know this one. Specificity.
Say again?
Right? Specificity?
Read the definition.
The quality of belonging or relating uniquely to a particular person. Specificity.
Specificity.
Yeah.
That's specificity.
That's what it says.
Say it one more time.
Specificity.
Specificity.
No, you guys are messing with me. All right, the next one.
Hashtag can Chris say it. Chris with a K. K-R-I-S.
Caveat.
Caveat. Read the definition now.
A caveat is an example, alert, or warning that gives you an order to clarify.
We got one.
Caveat? I think he's got it. Winner, you got one.
Yeah, I brought toys.
Maybe you should read the definition first.
Oh, okay. I'll read the definition first. Okay.
We'll see.
Oh, this is the same one.
Way to go.
You're the one who cut him up.
A gauge is a device used to measure something, right? Gauge?
Gauge, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, good. That's two. Yeah.
The word means although, but similar to but. Albeit?
Spell it.
A-L-B-E-I-T?
Womp, womp. Albeit.
No!
Albeit? Okay. That is interesting.
I'll bait the hook. it's a fishing term, Cal.
It's a form of aggression, and it doesn't rhyme with a bowl. Okay. Hyperbole? Yeah, hyperbole.
No!
Hyperbole.
It's a hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
Womp, womp, womp.
Okay, this is...
Hyperbole.
Hierarchy. I know that one.
Okay, good. Hierarchy. Hey. Chris it's can actually, say that one.
It's hierarchy.
Hierarchy. You missed it.
Rule. I know that one too.
Wait, that's a pretty good one. He got that?
Rule.
Rural.
Yeah, he got
it. Not rule.
No, he got that rural. One pretty good. He got the R in there. Rule's hard for a lot of people.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is one of those I can't say. Posthumous? Yeah, posthumous. Oh, no. Posthumous. Posthumous. The quality of belonging or relating uniquely to a particular
You subject. Got it closer the second time, but it's posthumous.
Okay. The H is throwing me off. I thought it was like humor, like post-humor.
Yeah, no, you were close on that okay. one, but
we're
sorry.
We're getting there.
Oh, I know this one. Indictment.
Yeah, oh, good deal. Good deal.
Oh, we covered that on the news. Comey,
Chris
right?
Cruz can say indictment.
Debris. I could say that. Now you just may be
Wait, which
douche.
One? What is it?
Debris.
It's not debris, no. It's debris.
Yeah, debris.
No, that's
no, it's
a
not a,
fail.
Not a breeze.
That's a womp, womp. No, you just take that one back. And sorry.
What? Debris. It's debris.
Yeah, you know, when you're sitting outside and debris blows over you and makes you cool. Debris.
Yeah, this word has retained its root from French pronunciation.
So if there's four pieces of...
Oh, the S is not pronounced.
Yes, yeah. If there's four pieces of garbage out there, it's not debris. It's all debris.
Okay. I should read the definition in that one.
And by the way, we had the lady on from the state where Chicago's located. Chicago.
Illinois?
No.
No, it's Illinois.
Illinois.
No
S?
There's an S in there. You pronounce it Illinois.
All that debris that's in the Illinois.
If something is subtle, is it so small or slightly that it's bearable, noticeable?
Barely
Siege.
Noticeable.
Siege. Right?
No. S-E-G-U-E.
Seg?
Yes.
Seg?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, what is it?
S-E-G-U-E. Seg.
Seg?
Segway?
Well, if you use it as a seg or a segway.
Wait, he got it
Isn't
wrong,
Isn't that segway?
Too?
Isn't that how you say segway?
S-E-G-U-E. No, I think you can use it both as seg or... I think segway is pronounced this one differently.
I don't think Cal can say it either.
No.
Can Kyle say it?
I don't think
Seg so. And segue. You can use them both ways.
Oh, it's
I don't think
it's
so.
It's a bisexual word?
I'm going to actually get the pronunciation
Go ahead, look,
from
look this one up. Seg. S-E-G-U-E. Seg.
I thought we already did
That's
this one.
Segue.
I think segue is pronounced differently.
Hang on, right here. Where's the little thing where you could click on the pronunciation? Hang on, they've got audio. Of course, it's giving me the stupid little vehicle. Here we go. Dictionary, ready? Here we go.
Segway. S-E-G-U-E, Segway. I heard her.
Listen.
Segway or Segway.
Segway
or Segway.
Okay.
Segway.
I will admit I was wrong on that one.
Wow.
Cal can't say it. Can Cal say it?
Where is this one? DeBreeze.
We already did that. Where's okay, throw it. Just got back in the little again? Popper. Okay.
Okay, okay.
And it's not DeBreeze, it's debris.
Second time around, he's okay.
Niche. Meaning a shallow recess or simply a nice place or position. Niche.
Niche, yes. That one's correct.
Okay, you got so niche. There you go.
Niche or niche, if you want to be.
Yosemite Park.
You got Yosemite? I didn't think he was going to get Yosemite.
Why?
I thought you might have said Yosemite, but yeah. Yosemite. Oh, no.
Wow, so
we should have kept a tally. We didn't
that's
keep a tally.
Good. Tally. You had about, you were,
yeah, four.
I think four. I think there was 20? Like 20 words.
Yeah, we'll go through and I'll count them up. You got a few of them right there.
Ego, libertarian. I know that word. Canopies.
Canopies?
Yeah, canopies. But she has a tick on the E, though.
Like canopy?
Oh.
Like you got a canopy bed? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay. That's interesting there.
Yeah.
All right. Any others? How about
here's one, Zach Bonesdale, G-E-N-R-E.
G-E-N-genre?
Genre, yes.
Yeah. Asterisk. I could say asterisk and multimillionaire. I could say that. What do you guys... I don't know this one. Listener, Lord Listener number 9. Ishmus?
You're going to have to...
Spell it.
I-S-T-H-M-U-S.
I-S-T-H-M-U-S.
Yeah.
Isthmus?
Ishmus?
Even, I don't know.
Oh, Zach tweeted out. He's put onomatopoeia. I know that one. And anti-disablementarianism. Yep, I know
that one. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yep. Yeah. Stephen English. I could get this wrong. Rumpelstiltsky? Rumpelstiltskin?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, see, I got it. I got it.
That was just fun.
DM and DM. No.
Here's one from Lori again. Lori D, listener number 9. Chlamydia. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with that
chlamydia?
One.
Chlamydia. That's a really. Fake Chris Cruz tweeted
chlamydia.
Out. Chlamydia.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Fake Chris Cruz tweeted
he's got
out.
That one. That's what I said. I mean,
discombobulation.
Discombobulation.
I know that one.
Here's a good one. Worship leader Caleb. P H O T O. S-Y-N-T-H-E-S-I-S.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
No? It's something plants do?
Oh, metamorphosis?
I didn't even say M. Where'd you get metamorphosis from? And that's metamorphosis. P-H-O-T-O.
Photosynthesis.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay, did you get gauge and epitome?
Gauge. Yes, I got gauge.
I don't think you got epitome.
I didn't get epitome, no.
Okay.
Were you counting?
Where should we should have
them up right now.
Oh, okay.
10 no's.
This is
and
like
four is yes. So you got out of 14, you knew 4.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Excuse me, 5. Excuse me. Out of 14, you knew 5. Ugh,
that is not good.
T H E R A P I S T.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
T H. Actually, it's 15. Sorry, 5 out of 15.
Yeah, no, that.
T H E R A P I S T.
Theo? Theopinus?
T H E R A P I S T.
Can you write it down?
Just show him at this point. Just show him on the computer.
Right here. Actually, it's...
Anyways. JR15. Can I say...
This one.
Oh, therapist.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh,
actually, excuse me. That's the rapist.
The rapist.
That's right. That's right.
JR15 tweeting out. He says, can Chris say it? It's Chris Cruz say it, but okay. Can Chris say it? Deoxynucleic acid?
I don't even know that one. Deoxyribonucleic acid,
yeah,
I think.
It's DNA. Deoxyribonucleic acid.
That's why it's DNA, because nobody can say that, JR15.
Can you just say ribonucleic acid?
Ribonucleic classic?
Okay, so the grand total, we did 15. You got 5 out of 15 for 33%.
So that's a fail?
That'd be a big fail, yeah. Cal got 14 out of 15. He's a 93. He's still passed.
Come on, that's an honest mistake. Okay. Segway.
We'll just move on.
I like this
one. By the way, he put the list together. So this is like a teacher giving a test, and they only score a 93 on it. So it's pretty rough. Quick break, back with more on The Morning Blaze.
You are listening to the smooth sounds of The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On The Blaze Radio Network!
Brickhouse Nutrition has a product called Dawn to Dusk that it's been helping a lot of people throughout the day. If you hit that wall or you're at work, it's an extended release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours. It increases your energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain.
Yeah, I got a second kid coming, and I have no idea how I'm going to keep up with the second one. I've got I'm half dead when I get home, and my 2-year-old is jumping off the walls. I'm going to have a 2-year-old and a newborn. The only way I'm going to get through my day is if I stick to my Dawn to Dusk. It's got an extended release energy supplement, which lasts up to 10 hours. It increases my energy, improves mood, and it stimulates the brain so you're not foggy all day, especially since, like me, you've been up at 3:30 in the morning. Only way I'm going to make through my day.
I think you also ought to get the wife on it.
I don't know. Wife is like super anal about what she puts in her body, even if it's the best thing in the world.
Perhaps we just move on.
Why? Chris,
how do you feel about the Dawn to Dusk as well?
We're just going to move on.
I usually take around 6 in the morning so I could get that.
You get 10 hours, so you're until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because usually my dead hour is between 11 and 2.
Yeah, that's when I hit the wall. It's probably a little bit later. Mine's like noon to 1 is when I start getting tired.
And the best thing about this is I don't feel like shaky, the jitters or nothing. This is legit, like, it works.
If you want to try Dawn to Dusk, you can do so with 15% off. All you have to do is log on to BrickhouseDoc.com. Use the promo code DOC. That's BrickhouseDoc.com plus the promo code DOC, and you'll get that 15% off. Dawn to Dusk. Try it today.
I did get the wife to eat meat last night, though. The vegetarian wife.
Son of a gun. You're just not.
Stop!
What are you doing? Stop! What are you doing to us? Did you hear me say that?
Oh my God.
Why you got to be like gold?
No, I'm not saying that. We don't have to go what it is. We're not going into detail.
She had some chicken.
Okay, then why didn't you say chicken?
Chicken's a meat, isn't it?
Yeah, but the way you
not
say
not after.
It's like...
Okay, we just move on. Let's just. So people are still sending words to pronouns.
Yes, TMB listener number 2. Can Chris Cruz say it? Dihydrogen monoxide.
That's
right. What was it? Give me again.
Dihydrogen monoxide.
That's pretty good. You got it. I think you got it. You know, you could have also just pronounced it another way.
How?
And say just water.
Oh, that's what that is?
That is.
How about H2O?
H2O. That's dihydrogen.
Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen.
So it's dihydrogen monoxide. Can you pronounce this one?
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
I find it funny that people are throwing like...
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Sclerosis,
you could also just say ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease.
Or say ice bucket challenge.
It's just...
Why don't you guys just give me just
so,
that?
Just that word.
How about sclerosis?
Sclerosis. What is it?
Sclerosis.
Sclerosis. What about the curvature of the spine? You get it.
Scoliosis?
Okay, you know that one.
Yeah.
Can you say this one?
Where?
What is that?
Diphtheria?
No, diphtheria.
What is diphtheria?
It's a disease.
People are throwing diseases
Why
at them.
Why are you throwing diseases at me?
Because they're really difficult to say.
I know this one. Paradicolobenzene.
What?
I don't even know what to...
Paradicolobenzene.
Paradicolo what?
Yeah, paradicolobenzene.
That sounds like something you got to pay for.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.
Sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
DM and DM if you want to get back at Doc, ask him to spell any of those words. Nope.
The Twitter.
Nope. Ain't happening.
The what I learned Twitter hashtag is just it's like a spelling bee. It's like 50,000 words. Have him say mannequin. Have him say quasar. Have him say
quasar.
Pterodactyl. The sound here, pterodactyl. And this one, I might not even know. I think the CH is silent. CHTHONIC. Is that thonic?
I'm going to have to see it. What is it? Where is it?
The CHTHONIC is thonic? Is that thonic?
I don't know what that is.
I think the CH. Yeah, CHTHONIC.
Ask Everyone knows how smart Keith is.
I'm doing math over here. What?
It looks like it's hard for me to see.
How do you pronounce this word? C-H-T-H-O-N-I-C. Is that phonic?
I would like to buy a vowel.
I know. There seems like you're missing a vowel up front there.
That's like
somewhere.
A Trump. Is that a Trump tweet there?
Yes. Covfefe.
Larky Farkin.
Covfefe. I don't know what that one is.
Anti-de-establishmentarianism.
We mentioned that one. We already had that one.
Muskatutuk? What is that? M-U-S-K-A-T-A-T-U-C.
English is actually my wife's second language as well. Although she came to America when she was 5 and she doesn't have an accent.
There's still some words that...
Right, and she actually thinks in English or thinks in Korean. Where Chris told you he learned English later, everything in English he does, he still translates constantly. So there's that she made that cut up. But there's a couple of phrases or concepts she gets wrong. Most words she's fine, but one word she has trouble pronouncing, and it's pronunciation.
Wait, that's the word?
That's the word.
Because what does she say?
She can say pronounce, but when she goes to say pronunciation, she wants to say pronunciation, which makes sense. You can understand why it is.
Yeah, yeah, that's what, if you follow like the logic.
And she's like, you don't understand how difficult English is when you're trying to, because it doesn't make sense. I was like, yeah, I'll give you that. Okay.
It's difficult for me, and I was born here.
Right, exactly. That's the thing. I'm like, okay, you speak two languages. I speak half a language.
You know how bad Chris is with words? Right. I'm that way with numbers. Math is just...
Are you dyslexic?
I'm not dyslexic, but maybe...
Chris, can you say dyslexic?
He said dyslexic.
No, so that's a no
dyslexic.
Then.
Yeah,
sorry.
Is there a dyslexia for math?
Actually, there is. I don't know if it's the same thing, but it's in the same vein.
I definitely get the gears in my brain start.
No, that's a form of it where certain things they just kind of meld together.
Some people,
I'll do that. I'm actually pretty good at with numbers. I can put them together. But if there's a lot of numbers thrown in there and I'm trying to do it quickly, or if I'm on the air trying to do it and there's a little bit of a panic, then it just all falls apart.
Some people's brains actually see numbers in colors.
That's really rare. Cool.
And they're the same across
sounds,
the board.
And sounds, too. They'll hear sounds will remind them of... Remember, I think we talked about this. I think that would be fascinating. And certain things taste a certain way.
Certain things do taste a certain way.
No, I mean, sorry. Certain colors taste or words. Like,
so there's like an olfactory thing.
It's a crossing of your senses, and it's rare, but some people have it. Where like the word
yellow will taste like something?
Yeah, yellow will taste like coconut. The word Sasquatch will taste like strawberries. Or the number 800 would taste like blueberries or something. And what it is it has to do with your senses having kind of a crossover. Usually the people who have it are pretty smart. They say it's usually
above average intelligence,
get it. And it actually helps them in ways. Sometimes it could drive them crazy. There was we did a story on about a year ago where a guy, it's words. Whenever he hears or sees a word, so all day long, it's like all words. So as he's reading a book, the book can be like Harry Potter, and it's like chocolate, kumquats, steak, mashed potatoes, ham. Like everything, he's tasting that as he's just reading.
Oh, so he reads the word and he actually tastes it?
Right.
Kill me.
So he's tasting that the whole time. He's like, and Harry went into the sorcerer's cavern or whatever, and he's like, mashed potatoes, steak. I mean, it's just, but the thing is, a lot of those foods he doesn't like.
Right.
So he has friends that know what those
mess with him.
Right. And they're just like, they're like, cavern, cavern, cavern. He's like, come on, guys. I hate fish.
That is bizarre. Right. Man.
What's the word for taste tripe?
Yeah, I would be completely doing that. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Battery, 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 battery.
That's just mean.
Like puking, yeah.
That's mean.
But wouldn't it be cool with the colors thing to see it like that? I don't have it like that, but certain numbers I see should be like a color if I were to like paint them on a sign or something. It's not quite the same, but there's certain things I just
kind of
identify.
Correlate to a color.
Right, and I
you.
Think some of it's like learned behavior, though. It's different. Like the number 8 should be black, and I think it's because of 8-ball or, pool, something like
pool,
that.
Yeah.
There's just certain things, but I think that's more just learned. We expect certain things. So
conditioning.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. Let's get to the headlines.
We've scoured news agencies from around the world to find the most profound headlines.
Scoured.
Keatson.
So I was over here doing some math.
Mm-hmm. Why? And you tasted a meat casserole.
That's not accurate. But I finally got my total here since Ramadan. Okay, we're up to 531 deaths. So
531?
Mm-hmm. Only 120 since London. But 531 if we're going back to, what's the day, May 27th?
May 27th is the first day this year.
Wow, because we'd had like, well, that one attack was up to 150.
Yeah.
In Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And then a couple in Baghdad.
And you had the Coptic Christians.
Oh,
on the bus.
I forgot about the Coptic Christians on the bus.
I don't think that was before Ramadan, I think.
So,
and then you have the breaking news from today from Iran saying that you had two suicide bombers.
We've already played the game, Chris.
I was going to say, is bombers in the list here?
Now.
ISIS has claimed responsibility, and they attacked the Iranian parliament building.
Mm.
Yeah.
They put off a bomb there, so yeah, this just continues. This is horrible.
Happy Ramadan, everyone. I'm a helper.
It's funny that even Iran's not safe. The guys who fund terrorism.
I know. They're like, you know, when it's near us, this is a problem.
Right. Well, I love that we are funding terrorism. Wait,
what do you got for me?
Well, what I've got here in my soft, supple hands are the new numbers on procrastination.
Oh, you got the update.
Yeah. You want me to get to those?
No, what we'll do, let's just do them after you do the headlines.
Are you sure? Because it's right there.
I'll get to them after. We got headlines.
I know,
we're in the middle of this.
It's in your hands.
Headlines are at this time. We'll do them
when have you read a story that is from my stack, sir?
Well, or you could get to them after headlines. Say right after headlines.
I mean, I want
to
be a part, you know? All right, so this next story, we got another peacock in the news, okay? Here we go. This one out of Los Angeles, where a peacock entered a liquor store and went on a bender.
Mm-hmm.
So, What'd he get?
Well, let's see.
A Boone's Farm or something like that?
Ended up
a classy peacock?
Well, he went crazy. They said he was trying to find a way out. I am of the opinion he was really upset because I've been there. When they don't carry the Sky Infusion Texas Grapefruit Vodka.
That's frustrating.
That's
And then, wait a minute. Find your way out. That's like something you tell your spouse or the cops. No. I was trying to find my way out. Yeah, that's an excuse that the peacock tried to offer.
He was probably upset that he has a peahen at home that won't swallow his tears.
You don't understand. That's right, because that's how you get impregnated, we learned earlier in the week.
He knocked down $500 worth of wine and champagne. So he could face a big fine, $1,000 and 6 months of jail time.
Probably worth it for him.
Yeah. Black Lives Matter. Oh, you got to love this. Sean King, he's leading the charge of a boycott against the NFL. Because
this story's at The Blaze, too, by the way. Go to TheBlaze.com.
Two pro-Trump, two anti-black. Quote, I won't...
Hold the flag in the play.
Very appropriate.
The NFL is
anti-black.
Not black enough. It's anti-black.
That's
the
exactly
NFL
right.
That is like 97% black.
And the NFL that requires each team interview a minority candidate whenever they have a head coaching vacancy. That NFL.
Is anti-black.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he's not talking about the race.
Maybe he sees colors and numbers. And we're not understanding what he's saying.
Sean King, if we didn't already know that you're a knucklehead, well, congratulations. You just proved it yet again today.
Mm.
What would make it more black for him? What would do it?
All of them?
Everybody?
The commentators, the attendees,
the fans.
I mean, you've got like six people left.
He's upset that there aren't enough black quarterbacks and that Colin Kaepernick isn't getting a job.
This is a Colin Kaepernick thing. That's all this is. Please.
If he wants him to get a job, he should hire him.
A Michigan judge ruled last week that a plaintiff who complained about a transgender person using Planet Fitness's women's locker room, she's been ruled against. So in other words, if I've confused you yet, back in January of 2015, Yvette Corimer joined a Planet Fitness in Midland, Michigan. And about a month after she joined, she saw a transgender woman in the ladies' locker room. She said, I was stunned and I was shocked.
So I remember this. So she complained to the manager.
And they kicked her out.
Mm-hmm.
So the judge said, well, what was what was she in trouble for?
The lady, she just wanted Planet Fitness to stop allowing transgenders in the women's locker room.
And the judge said, sorry.
The judge is on the side of Planet Fitness.
So I wonder, which I was on the side of Planet Fitness in that you're a private business, you can do what you want.
Right.
And I'd be serious, you ought to be able to do what you want, discriminate or not. And by the way, this is not the biggest failure of Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness, ridiculous company. From what I've heard from people that go there, I'm like, wait, they do what? It's just, you're not allowed to grunt. Did you know they have anti-grunting?
No,
so if you're lifting weights, you're not allowed to go. Ugh!
Oh, that's not going to be a problem for me.
They do that.
I'm not picking up anything.
Anything right? I think they give you on Fridays. They give you free pizza or donuts. I'm not kidding.
They're just trying to stay in business. That's actually smart.
And I was just like, okay, there's so many failures, whatever.
That's like offering suckers at the dentist on your way out.
That's right. Here you go, kids. Wow. Coat your teeth with sugar on the way out. Okay, so I stand with the woman who objected to the transgender bathroom. Okay, you should have some rights as a non-transgender person.
Right.
But I stand with the judge in saying that the business can be as wrong as they want. And if the lady doesn't like it, she should not go to another place.
Chris, do we know, was this lady trying to get her membership fee back? Do we know any more details?
That's probably what it was based on.
She did not want to train.
Now, I think the company should give her her money back. Okay, we're done, and here's your money back, and move on. I mean, for the time she didn't use. You know, so 6 months left, prorate, done.
Right, now.
Can you say transgender?
Transgender.
Okay, good deal.
Wait, what is his percentage up to now?
That might be a little higher.
44.
Did you say tranny?
Tranny.
He, she. Girly man. Okay, he's got a lot of those when it comes to the tranny stuff.
He can repeat what you say. He's got to be able to read off.
Are you saying this because I'm wearing my pink shirt today?
No.
Okay.
All right, one more headline. What else you got?
Well, there's a menace on the loose, guys. But
is his name Dennis?
His name's Jeffy.
Where's my rim shot lid? We need it. Thank you. Yeah. All right, so it's on the loose in kitchens everywhere. Doctors in Britain, however, are on the case. Have you ever heard of avocado hand? Please tell me you haven't done this story.
Oh, my gosh. No, we haven't, but I know. Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. The serious stab and slash wounds are resulting from failed attempts at penetrating the tough skin of avocados and the slippery conditions around the pit.
People are trying to cut avocados and they're cutting their hand.
But there's a solution. There's a solution.
This is the story. Ready? What's the solution? According to doctors.
Doctors want them to put a safety warning sticker on all of the avocados that you buy in the store.
Cal, you're a big avocado fan. You cut a lot of them because you're a guacamole expert. What do you got? Good idea, bad idea?
It's really simple, really. You just cut it open and then...
No, but warning labels for people who don't, because then they'll see the label.
You don't want to get avocado hand, right? Man. I mean, come on.
I mean, I would normally say, no, that's ridiculous, but in today's day and age, yeah, I think there's enough morons out there that need this, so...
But would they actually see...
You're moronic
to do this. You're seeing the label. Are you actually going to go, hold on, maybe I shouldn't be so reckless with the knife and the avocado?
This is Britain. It's going to happen. You know it's going to happen.
Oh, they'll have it over there by the time we finish the program. In fact, they're putting them up right now, sticking them on. Go to market with it.
Avocado labels.
I guarantee you they're gonna put them on here too eventually. This will be whatever. And we know how well labels, we got the wacky warning label coming up in the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We know how well it's worked for everything else.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All it's gonna do is open up for future lawsuits for avocado growers.
So when we come back though, we're gonna do these new numbers on procrastination.
New numbers on procrastination. Awesome. We'll get to them. Can't do them now. We'll get to them coming up on this, The Morning Blaze.
Speak your mind. 888-900-3393. This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network. This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Don't forget about the Hear Me Out app. If you download the Hear Me Out app, you'll be able to send us audio, what I learned today. It's just Hear Me Out, and Twitter, I think you can find them.
Hear Me Out app.
Hear Me Out app. It's a pretty cool feature. You use it for a lot of stuff, but we use it on this program so you can send audio, what I learned today. And now you have a chance to earn $200.
Yes, you can. The Morning Blaze is partnering up with Hear Me Out because we are calling out the rappers. All the rappers out there that think got the best lyrics, best rhymes, best flow, become the rap king / queen of Hear Me Out, and you can win up to $200 Amazon gift card. All you have to do is record your best rapping beats, use the hashtag Hear Me Rap, and share it on social media.
You know, I don't want to stereotype, but I'm not sure that's right in the wheelhouse of our demographic.
It is.
Why would you say that?
It is.
I'm just saying I don't.
We're very hip. I don't know
if
you know this.
We are very, not only hip.
So you're telling me a large portion of our audience is aspiring rappers?
Okay. Yes, they are. But here's the thing. When Hear Me Out contacted me about this, I was like, yes, we can partner up with you guys.
I think we could create some good satirical raps.
Oh, satirical. Now you got me. Okay, that makes
sense. You
got to
give me a minute.
Okay.
I got to read the official.
Oh, okay,
and
gotcha.
This is the disclaimer.
All right.
For the Morning Blaze, I challenge you guys to do some satirical raps.
So get them in right away, and it's...
The contest ends on the 25th.
Oh, okay, so we got a little bit of time.
We got a little bit of time, but use the hashtag HearMeRap on the app, and of course share on social media, and $200 an Amazon
gift
card.
Solid. It'll be fun too.
It'll be fun, yes.
So, okay, and then we'll share some of them as well. Mm-hmm. So if they just send them via Hear Me Out.
Yep, and we use the hashtag Hear Me Rap. We'll listen to them, and of
so
course,
when you
got to record their own rap.
Yep,
via Hear Me Out.
Via Hear Me Out, and then share it.
Yeah, share.
Use the hashtag Hear Me Rap.
Right. Okay, that's cool too.
We can do one later.
No, we can't. You guys can. I cannot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he
can. Can you be the beatboxer?
No, I can't. Oh. I got nothing. I have no skills. None. Zero
when
skills.
But you work in radio.
I know.
Well, that has nothing to do with rap music.
Well, it's music.
Yeah, I have no musical skills whatsoever.
Have
you heard me say?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard this?
Then you got off easy.
Not listening the past, 6 months we've been here?
By the way, Anthem Health Insurance.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Just said that they will drop out of Ohio's Obamacare market.
Of course they are.
They're dropping out. Significance is that will leave 18 of Ohio's counties without any health care plan.
Wow.
18 without any.
And no alternative?
So
no other alternative for health care coverage?
Yeah, they're the only insurer selling Obamacare plans throughout the entire state this year.
Wow.
More than 10,000 Anthem customers may have no option. That would be 18 counties. They open the door to leaving other states next year as well. But 18. So bad enough to say, wow, 18 counties. Ohio has 88 counties. That means 20%
of the counties have no health insurance.
We'll have, if they, looks like they're going through with this, we'll have no options in the Obamacare market.
Well, didn't we all predict this? And a lot of insurance companies been saying we're going to have to drop out. Like Florida only has two.
Right. So remember, what was the argument for? Oh, and by the way, the American Health Care Act that Trump's people and supported and whatever and the Republicans are behind is a failure, too.
Yeah, it's not any better.
But Obamacare, how did they sell it to us? Why did we even discuss health care?
Because 20% of the country was uninsured.
Well, it's not 20%. It's actually pretty small. It was 18 million. Is that what it was? 20 million, something like that. It was
of Americans who were not insured.
Did not have health insurance. Mm-hmm. Some of those were because they had pre-existing conditions. Some were
couldn't
afford it. And health insurance. So, number one, not everybody had it. Number two, not everybody could afford it because health insurance rates keep going up.
Right.
Health insurance rates keep going up. The insurance, not even the
healthcare. Not the cost.
Although the cost did somewhat as well. And they said, we got to get a handle on this. It's just growing too fast, which it was getting more and more expensive. But remember, it was never actual competition and free market in the last 30 whatever years in health insurance. It wasn't. Because of government rules and regulations and restrictions, it wasn't free market, which is the ultimate solution to this. So they pushed Obamacare because of that. And what has happened? The rates have still continued to go
skyrocket.
Up.
Skyrocket.
And people are losing their insurance.
Right.
Now, they can argue that the rate of growth in the rates slowed. Maybe they're not. But the fact that people are actually losing their health care plan now, that these companies are absolutely pulling out, shows you Obamacare was a failure. Yep. The American Health Care Act is a lesser failure. The solution?
Free market.
Competition and free market.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The Free Speech Institute, which I think is part of, might be Columbia University, but regardless, they sent, again, this is the Free Speech Institute, sent Trump a letter demanding that he unblock Twitter users, because he has blocked some, demanding that he unblock them on the grounds of free speech, and as president, by blocking them, he may be violating their First Amendment
rights.
Which
account?
Well, and this is part of the debate. They say the debate back and forth because he has his POTUS account.
Yeah.
And then he has real Donald Trump account, yeah, which is his personal one before he became president. He operates both of them. Potentially, some argue, both of them could be a violation of people's free speech if he blocks them. Some argue that maybe only the POTUS account.
Okay.
So just because he's president, he doesn't have the right to not listen to people?
Now, it's funny.
Does he lose his personal freedom rights? And
right. This is what's interesting. So I'd love to hear people's take on this. This is, by the way, going to be an argument that will be ongoing for the next 20 years, maybe longer. Because it's not just Twitter, it would be other social media accounts. How those blocks work on those individual accounts, like if you block somebody from your Facebook page or whatever right. it is, how those work, and then how they're applied to the president or members of Congress or whatever. Would you see blocking somebody on Twitter a potential violation of their First Amendment rights?
No.
Okay, at first you're like, yeah, what are you talking about, block that? But Chris brought up a good point. If it's the POTUS account, when you block somebody on Twitter, you're blocking them from seeing your tweets. Now, you could likely go and get every tweet he has from somebody else, but it's not quite the same. You would be denying a citizen their right to see his
POTUS account.
His POTUS account.
I agree with because that. The POTUS one is a public account.
It becomes a government. It's a government Twitter account.
Right.
And it's archived with the White House and the government, and it has the same procedures and security than a normal government account does. I think if you're blocking out of that one, you're doing it completely wrong.
Okay, but here's the next part of it. You're right. So then there's the debate. You wouldn't be able to see what he's tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if it was an account, Chris, where you could see what he was tweeting, but you were blocked from commenting, that type of thing?
Still.
The same thing.
Same deal. You should not be doing that because I should be able to question you.
Okay. I'm not sure not being able to see what a president tweets is a First Amendment.
Why?
Do you have the First Amendment right to hear somebody?
No.
You have the First Amendment right to speak.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying there?
But the two are kind of correlated.
They are, but this is why this is so nuanced. And we have all these social media accounts, right? And they're only going to grow. So not being able to now respond to Trump.
Would that
be a First Amendment challenge?
You impeding me to comment.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Can the president block postage coming to the White House?
Oh, well, yeah.
Does he have to open letters?
No, he doesn't. No. He doesn't have to even listen to me.
He doesn't have to listen to you. Oh, you see crap. What I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Wow.
But if it's on Twitter, he is blocking you from speaking in that forum.
Only to him.
But though. Only to him.
Yes.
Now, if he as president said, I'm blocking you from all Twitter activity.
Now, that
definitely
is. Yes.
But is it if it's a private company?
Oh.
You see what
Can
I'm
you
saying?
Stop that?
This is really, I have to rule on the side of no, this is not violating somebody's free speech because it is a private social media group. That's ultimately what I come down to. And first of all, Twitter can just kick you off.
Well, that is true. They got their right to. But another thing, too, when you
block
somebody.
And as long as you can have an account on Twitter and comment out there, and you can still tweet at Trump.
That's what I'm saying. You can still tweet at him. He won't see it.
Exactly. And that's the bigger issue. It's not the issue of you being able to read his stuff.
Yeah. And by the way, do you think he's really reading your tweets?
No.
He
doesn't even read his, Kefefe.
Yeah. He has 33 million followers.
He reads all of them. They're all tremendous. That's the reason he's up so late. Tremendous, tremendous.
I reply every
so,
single
So, no,
person.
I think more of this is just trying to give him the business.
Yeah.
You don't have a right to be heard. You have a right to speak.
Yes.
And I think that's what it comes down to, number one. Number two, that Twitter is a private company. And they could ban everything. They could ban Trump. They could control that, right?
Imagine that. The chaos it will happen.
They would like to. They're progressives. They run Twitter.
Yeah, but isn't Trump keeping Twitter alive?
He's given them more attention than they've gotten anywhere else.
Because everything
on the news.
Because everyone
tweet,
has to
Trump
go there.
Tweet, Trump tweet, Trump tweet.
Right, it's not, he's not Facebooking like this. He's
definitely
tweeting.
Helping.
Right. He did so, and by the way, if you want to see, if you want to know what Trump is working on and what he's thinking,
go to
he,
his Twitter.
He communicates on Twitter. I mean, it's become a press conference.
Yeah.
Back
yeah.
in the day, it was the bully pulpit or whistle stops in the back of trains talking to the people, whether campaigning
extra,
or as
extra,
president.
Read all
right.
about
then
it.
Then it became newspapers and op-eds and television interviews and radio interviews and all of this. Now, one of the things he does, and he took what Obama did by organizing people and getting younger people to social media him into the White House. Trump communicates as president. I mean, back in the day, Reagan, they gave the weekly radio address, which Trump probably does. Nobody's listened to that in 30
still
years.
Happens. Presidents still do weekly.
Right, addresses. But then they turned it into the local also... feed too.
Feed. Yeah, internet feed. Yeah,
right. They actually put it on the internet. Mm-hmm. Trump's like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna communicate with people in 140 characters. It's almost like the job of the press secretary would put out little statements in the past.
Yes.
Trump does it himself in 140 characters. Sometimes it's crazy.
Yeah,
he's motivated to tweak people and do all this stuff.
And
but this is it.
One of the things too that we see and effectively is. Getting the media's attention, not only the media's attention, get the attention of the London mayor. Because now, you know, they're going back and forth.
He's hammering that guy.
He's hammering the crap out of that guy. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is now that Trump is using the Twitter is to call out the fake news and what is happening and his plans. And I think we're moving into a media world that is going to cause for more social media.
I'm fascinated by this, and they're going to keep hammering on this. Again, if Trump and the government blocked you from your ability to speak, if the government even blocked you from a private company, like, so if Trump came out and said, I'm blocking you from Twitter access, that potentially could be a violation of the First Amendment and other rights, maybe Fourth Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, you could do, multiple ones there.
But like you said, you don't have the right to hear him. So I don't
exactly.
think.
And there's the difference. And you would think. That these people, that the Free Speech Institute at Columbia University, blah, 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 would understand that nuanced argument. I mean, you're edumacated, right? I mean, you would know these things, which shows me their real motivation here is to give the business to Trump.
Probably, yeah.
Did Obama block anybody?
Yes. Yes, Obama blocked people.
Okay, so where were you then?
And by the way, he blocked them from the POTUS account.
Okay, so where were you on that, right?
I remember that.
All right, so we have some breaking news. We told you earlier about what was going on in Iran where there was a bombing.
There was a terrorist attack, in Iran.
But wasn't it like a government building?
It was a parliament house.
Parliament house,
okay,
yeah.
Iran parliament house.
And we knew a bomb had gone off or whatever. We're getting some information. According to Iranian state media, if you can trust it completely, 12 people have been killed, 42 wounded in attacks on parliament.
Wow.
12 killed, 42 wounded.
Well, they had a gunfire back and forth. The video
was just hours ago.
Yeah, there was a video on your social media about it. Yeah.
This is a pretty big deal that is happening in Iran.
Right.
How often do you hear about terrorist attacks in Iran? It's like nobody's off.
Why is that, Cal?
It's taken.
I'm saying you. Why is it a shock
in
Iran?
Because you have more information than the
Middle
East.
Iran used. I mean, Iran is more of the funding of know,
and
this is
and
not
more
just
controlled.
What the West thinks. Majority of the Middle East thinks this too. Iran funds a lot of the terrorism that happens. So the fact that ISIS is attacking Iran, well, I mean, they say they're claiming, but there's no proof yet that they are connected. But
there's if you go to Doc's tweet, there's can you read?
I can read.
He tweeted out a picture of the statement by ISIS. So check if that's correct.
So they took credit on it.
Yeah.
They took credit, but, you know.
They take credit for a lot of stuff.
So.
You think that?
I'm sure. I mean, why wouldn't you? Who's going to prove it, number one? And number two, it creates, part of terror is the fear. So you're like, oh, ISIS got another one. I'd be taking credit for all kinds
of
stuff.
Take credit for this one. Are you sure?
I would say, wow, you were planning an outdoor activity and it rained today? ISIS takes credit for that.
That was us. Yes, we made sure it rained on your picnic.
Damn it, ISIS. Damn it. You know, it's one thing you're killing Muslims over in the Middle East or something like that, but raining on my wedding day.
It was funny because, and this is pretty something that we missed. I was looking at the news. It was right after the London Bridge. The UK Twitter took over, and they were satirical, making fun of ISIS takes responsibility. And the asset was ISIS takes responsibility, and they were
doing the rain, broken toe, broken nail, and they put hashtag ISIS takes responsibility.
That's what I mean.
It was mocking them. It was awesome.
Yesterday I was cooking lunch and I cut my finger.
ISIS.
It wasn't bad, but I think ISIS took responsibility. Oh, man.
They're out of double stuffed Oreos at the supermarket.
Damn it, ISIS! Damn it, ISIS! When will it end? We've got to get tough on this terrorism.
We now control all corporate marketing of Oreos.
Son of a bitch in ISIS.
If you want your Oreos, you will succumb to ISIS.
You know what? That may be more effective. I got to tell you, I'm going to get more serious about ISIS if they're controlling the pizza lobby. You know what I mean?
Oh.
We now control 90% of pizza. This is at Real Donald Trump account. I will be nominating Christopher A. Wray, a man of impeccable credentials, to be the new director of the FBI. Details to follow. And Christopher Wray, I mean, it's W-R-A-Y. Christopher Wray, you know.
Oh, yes. I got all his albums, yes.
Yeah, he's a...
Yeah, he's a...
songwriter or singer?
Yeah, he's a singer, performer. I got all his
albums. Sure, he's qualified then.
He's very qualified to the FBI.
This is the Morning Blaze.
You're waking up to the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson, part of Generation Blaze, only on the Blaze Radio Network. With Doc Thompson.
Relief Factor is an all-natural anti-inflammatory that you need to be aware of if you have chronic pain or even less chronic pain, but it's something that is kind of reoccurring depending upon what your lifestyle is, like me when I run and my sciatic will act up. But definitely if you have chronic pain or you know somebody, give them a call at 800-500-8384 and get a quick start pack for just $19.95. You can get that three-week quick start pack for just $19.95, which will help alleviate that inflammation in your body and get rid of the pain in a natural way. It's not a narcotic that's going to mask the pain. It actually deals with the inflammation to get rid of the pain. You can also check them out online at relieffactor.com. It's relieffactor.com. And again, for $19.95 to be able to deal with that pain once and for all, a small price to pay. Relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Okay, can you pronounce it?
Yeah, I can pronounce it. It's the Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. I mean, in Farsi, he's butchering it, but I guess if we're going to
say... Well, what do you in Farsi?
Oh,
how do you do in Farsi? Well, you don't speak Farsi, though, right?
I don't, but I can pronounce the letters.
Okay,
go for it.
So how would you do it in Farsi?
It's Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini.
So the K, you got to do it kind of in the back with a... Is that it?
Ruhollah Khomeini. You got a Ruhollah.
Can you do that?
Here.
One more time?
Ayatollah. I'm back here.
Okay,
Aya.
Keep going.
Aya.
Keep going.
Aya.
Ruhollah.
No, now you're rolling your R's like a Hispanic.
We're not in Puerto Rico.
Okay, that's like saying say something.
I know.
It's something impossible. I cannot.
That's why we're trying to tell you not to roll them though.
Okay.
Finally, Khomeini.
Khomeini. I like Khomeini.
Actually got that down pretty good.
That sounds like a dish. Can I get the Khomeini, please?
I thought that it's fantastic today.
Extra Khomeini.
I'm sorry. Use fresh shrimp in that, right?
Yeah.
You don't want an old shrimp.
Don't get the Khomeini there. It's not really very good. Bad. You want to go down to that place.
All right. Get the tweets in with the hashtag what I learned today. It's hashtag what I learned today at Doc Thompson Show, at Real Chris Cruz, at Cal79. Let's see. Stinky tweeting. His account is private. White House is government. Don't fall for social capitalist agenda.
Capital S agenda.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I see it even with his government account, you should be able to block people. First of all, there is a, safety. Are you allowed to mail anything to the White House?
Well, the example you gave me was the person giving a private speech.
What about a private speech? So can the president go and give a private speech?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
He doesn't have to let every American hear it?
No.
Okay, what if it's not even a national security? Certainly, you could go into a private room for national security and have private conversations. But let's say it is a political speech. Trump just wants to talk to Republican leaders about the party. It has nothing to do with government. Can he do that?
Yes, he can. He's done it plenty of times.
Can he call in 5 random American citizens and have a private conversation with them?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. We're not privy to everything he says. So why can't you do that on Twitter as well? I think this is actually a pretty big fail when you laid out there's more reasons to show this is not a First Amendment issue than reasons to say it is.
That it is, yeah, absolutely. Also, TMB Saddle Tramp, I have heartburn this morning. ISIS takes responsibility for the breakfast taco.
Good, that's right.
Larky Farkin, TMB fan number one, Ryle Internet. If GB had given a pronunciation test during the hiring process, Chris Cruz might have been in trouble.
I got to be honest. I don't think I would have passed with flying colors. There's a few things I fail on. Jeffy definitely would have failed.
Here's a lot of failures. Shadow also tweeted out. She says, Jeffy's feeling much smarter after that segment.
Yeah. Donna with a really good point. She kind of boiled it down in a really good way about that First Amendment question. Explain how Twitter block prevents anyone from expressing.
Wow.
That's right.
How does being, can you still express? Yes.
Yes, you can.
Good point.
Then no issue, but they're going to try to make it one.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.
The collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Steve42 tweeting with the hashtag What I Learned Today. ISIS claims responsibility for hot and ready. Hashtag pizza terror. I think you're absolutely right with that. If they haven't claimed responsibility, they should.
Absolutely.
All right, got ND Johnny, ISIS claims responsibility for rap music.
Deadpool tweeted, after listening to Doc Thompson's arguments, I'm convinced ISIS has a driving school for Asian ladies in Houston.
Hey. That's pretty accurate. That's pretty funny. That's right there. True. Let's go to line 17 now. Tech Rue, how are you, sir? Good morning. What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. I wanted to make a point about the whole Trump blocking people on Twitter thing.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, the thing is, it's not like he's preventing you from reading his tweets because you can just log out of Twitter and still read his tweets. He's not making it a private or locked account. He's not obligated to read your responses. I mean, I've never sent a letter to a president that I didn't get a just generic form letter back from them. All they're doing is keeping you from posting on the timeline and for other people seeing the responses. And if you're posting profanity to the president that children that are reading his timeline might see. I mean, government censors broadcasting all the time. So why shouldn't he be able to prevent you from you know, unleashing, you know, vile obscenities and stuff on the timeline where other people can see that?
Yeah, I mean, there's like seven fails here to make it the argument that it's blocking someone's free speech. Number one, you don't have a right to be heard. You have a right to speak. Number two, if it's a private company, as I said, it's not a part of this anyways. They can control, you know, where, in other words, the New York Times doesn't have to make sure you're heard, right? You know what I mean? Or letter. Trump doesn't have to read your stuff, but you're right. Even if you log out, or you can still have your own Twitter account and tweet at him. So if people want to follow, you know, what people are commenting, they could follow you, right? Or read your tweets.
Yeah, as long as you don't cross whatever line caused you to get kicked off to begin with.
Actually, there's another point. You're right, because even within the realm of media, you don't have the right when it comes to both private company and the government to say anything. Right? I mean, the argument's been made even about fire in a theater or whatever. So we recognize there are limitations and, right? I mean, some of that's like, unfortunately, we have created a world where you can't threaten the president. I know why they have, but I could make the argument that maybe that should be free speech, but we don't recognize that, right?
And like you said, I mean, Twitter can kick Trump off of Twitter. And what's going to happen? These same people are going to cheer.
This is, and Tegra, I think you're absolutely spot on this. But this, I think, is going to be an argument people have for many, many years to come. It's going to go to the Supreme Court at some point.
It is, and it's going to be the most ridiculous Supreme Court case ever, but, you know, that's what's going to take us there.
It will. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the comments and calls. You could see it being a First Amendment case that goes before the Supreme Court.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They'll definitely take it there. I think they will absolutely take it there because, and you know what? You pointed out a good point that Obama did the same thing and not a peep. Not a peep.
They didn't say this stuff then.
No.
And he blocked people, whatever. The funny thing about this, this is actually the discussion we should be having this morning, and this is actually what the government should be working on as opposed to everything else. Not because it's a priority, but because we have been around so long, we don't need new laws. Most new laws we do not need. We just need updates when it comes to technology and stuff. This is an example. So we should balance our budgets. Shouldn't be a question. Bans on trans fats and all of these other things we debate where we go, the government doesn't belong in this. Why are we debating this? We should have solved these problems already. These things should not exist. The failures with the VA should not be something we have to deal with because do your effing job.
Yeah.
And by have a job,
yeah.
I mean the VA, and I also mean presidents and congressmen and senators. Do your job and get it done. So these discussions, think about this. All this chaos and crap we discuss, 90-whatever percent of it should be done. And the question over new technology and how it applies to law is one of the few things. New budgets every year. Oh, we got some changes. We got different wars, little adjustments. Okay, we worked out the budget. Took a month or so. Great, done. And then updates on changes law. We've got all this social media. So we have to ask ourselves how all of these other questions, rulings from Supreme Courts pass, how they apply. Free speech to print a newspaper, right? Freedom of the press and then free speech. How does that apply to a phone call? How does that apply to me on a street corner? How does it apply to television and, you know, all these things? Okay, now we've got the internet. How does it apply? Okay, well, you could do this, that, and the other. Oh, now we got social media accounts.
Right.
That's it.
The changing with technology and all that is going to, I mean, I think it's a good point to, like, have an idea of what or how things change and how we apply it to our laws and the Constitution and the amendments. You know, it's definitely going to be a part of the discussion. I agree with that 100%, you know.
That's the simple part. Mm-hmm. All right, a little bit more on the climate deal, the Paris Climate Agreement, which is not something we should be worried that much about, shouldn't be that much of an issue. It's pretty much done. Trump pulled out. But now the claims are that Trump is actually hurting people. That's the latest. He doesn't care about people and he's hurting people. And then, did you see the apology from Keith Olbermann? Keith Olbermann apologized for multiple things, the Paris Climate Agreement, and then apologized for Trump and the way he responded to the terror attacks. Apologized to people of the world and the people of London and whatever. And I'm paraphrasing.
That seems like an ongoing theme throughout all of the left.
Yeah.
Because of this climate thing. They're like, we have to apologize. You know how this makes us look? I'm sorry.
I don't give a flying fig how it makes us look. I'm not concerned when I stand on principle so much with how it makes me look or how it's perceived. I mean, I want it to come across well. I'll do my best. But in the end, if I'm standing on principle, that's my concern. I'll try to explain to you, but it's going to make us look bad in the eyes of the world. If we're doing what's right, sure, go ahead, diplomacy, try to explain it to people, but then you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. If it's better for our country to step away from this, I don't see why.
It's incredible to see the media, though. They're like
incensed.
Right. He did wrong here. He's denying this man caused climate change. He did so much wrong.
How dare he? And it's like the biggest thing, because I was watching.
It's almost like a given. He did wrong. Now let's say how horrible and why and what's the fallout is.
Right. And it's almost like you're stupid for not understanding why we should be this in this. Like, what? You're an idiot for not. Why don't you see what we see? Kind of thing, you know. Why aren't you seeing how important this is? And you're an idiot for not.
And so they start with the debate is over. They start with, of course, there's man-caused climate change, and it's course not to sign in or sign on with the rest of the world and stuff like this. They don't even start back. Let's talk about the issue. It's just outrageous. We got John Kerry, who had some comments on the Paris climate deal or whatever, which I think is fascinating.
What do you say?
Well, here we go.
Well, my immediate reaction is that it's an extraordinary abdication of American leadership. It is a shameful moment for the United States to have unilaterally walked away from an agreement which did not have one other country requiring us to do something. It was a voluntary program. We designed the program. The president was not truthful with the American people today.
Hold it. It's a voluntary program? Voluntary. Then why do you need the agreement? What's the point of an agreement like this? Why do we make treaties? We make treaties to hold people accountable. Otherwise, you could just go, hey, you guys want to do that? Okay, great. Or you could just do it. The United States could just do it. Why do we need to even deal with the rest of the world? So if you want a treaty like this, you're saying we want other countries to commit to it. And there's got to be some sort of penalty, punishment, something that makes it binding. Otherwise, you could just do it. Why are you concerned with the rest of the world? Oh, because it affects us too. Great. So you want it to be binding on them. And the rest of the world, why do they care? The fact is, it is either binding and he's lying to us, or it's unnecessary. From a voluntary versus mandatory standpoint. He's either lying to you about the punishments or it's unnecessary, in which case, why are you so passionate about this? Now, it's also unnecessary when you look at what the effects would be. The limitations, the lowering of the standards, the amount that we're able to pollute would drop, though it drops in such an insignificant way that it would have, what was it, 0.002 like something percent effect over 100 years. It just doesn't matter. So a little bit more from John Kerry.
Something. It was a voluntary program. Voluntary. We designed the program. The president was not truthful with the American people today. And the president who talked about putting America first has now put America last.
Hold it. How did it put America last? Because we didn't sign up with the rest of the world? Again, huge assumption that this is the right deal. What if this is not the right deal? As I don't believe it was a good deal. Therefore, it put America first.
In our eyes, yeah. And not to mention the cost.
Right. So, okay, a little bit more.
With Syria, which is in the midst of a civil war, and Nicaragua, which thought the agreement didn't go far enough. This is an extraordinary moment of fake news, because the economy...
Hold it. What was fake news about it?
The fact that...
Did Trump say the Paris deal doesn't exist?
No.
What's fake news?
We're backing out because it's not good for us.
What part's fake news? His lack of support? They didn't lie about that.
The fact that it's fake news is fake news.
Right. Fake news. He's using that term. I don't think he knows what it means.
Right.
Okay, a bit more.
Described as not the economy of America. America has been gaining jobs in solar. Solar has gained 17 times the rate of our economy.
Hold it. So fake news on the job part of it. Gotcha. Okay, and solar has been gaining. More jobs created with solar. So let me get this straight. Your president, the guy you worked for, John Kerry, put more restrictions on fossil fuels and gave huge amounts of money to so-called green energy. And yet the green energy sector is growing faster and creating more jobs than the fossil fuel industry.
That sounds
That's
like...
shocking. Wow, so if you give money to people... They can do things and hire people and start whatever. And if you put unnecessary restrictions on companies, it's going to hurt their ability to hire. Do you see this concept? The argument is that green is good because jobs have been created. The jobs have been created because of the restrictions they put on the non-green and gave money and special attention and grants to the green.
Green is good because jobs are being created because we forced it to happen that way.
He called it fake news to question how good it was for the economy, the green, even though they're the ones who set up that economy. They're the ones who made that possible. That's the fake news. That's not the truth. And where's John Kerry? Sit down here, John. I'll point that out. The truth is you don't want people to know that.
Because it exposes the line of BS.
You want the fake news. A little bit more.
0.6 million jobs in our country in clean energy. Half of them are in states that Donald Trump won. So he is not helping the forgotten American. He is hurting them. Their kids will have worse asthma in the summer. They will have a harder time having economic growth.
Kids are going to have asthma?
In the summer.
In the summer. Greater asthma. Huge failure there. Huge failure there.
So
why did he bring up the forgotten man in states that Trump won?
I don't know, because he's basically insulting them by saying we shut down, you know, your ability to grow the industry and bring jobs.
Right. That's really what
But at the same time, he's trying to say, like, this is for you people.
So why would he address them?
Because those are the ones that voted for Trump.
In other words, his concern is not the economy.
No.
It's not the kids with the asthma in the summer.
It's the votes.
It's getting your votes in 3.5 years.
Right.
That's what
he's basically
saying.
Look, the guy who said he was going to work for you guys, he's not.
Right. Again, I'm not concerned with the environment. Why would you bring this up when it comes to the Paris climate deal? To tell people, oh, yeah, don't vote for him in 3.5 years. That's what John Kerry is showing. Complete horse crap. He doesn't care about the planet, you, the people. He cares about money and power. It's ego, money and power, same agenda as it ever was for people. Well, and the agenda ultimately goes to make them rich and powerful.
Right.
John Kerry, when people, progressives, don't want to redistribute everything, they want to redistribute most of it with a couple of people still running things. Progressive ideology, all it does is limit your ability to break out of things like the feudal system, a class system. There are still people that run everything. There's just fewer people that run everything, and it limits your ability to become one of those people that are wealthy and do stuff. That's the truth. Right. That's what John Kerry's actually about. And former Secretary of State, if I'm wrong, I will meet you just about anywhere and debate this. Come on, big man. Let's go. This is The Morning Blaze.
Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson will be right back on the Blaze Radio Network. The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
So, Macron, the new head of France.
It's Macron.
Macron. By the way, that's how you do the French accent. You start with, and then everything you say, that's all you have to do, and you're pretty much there. It's 90% of attitude as well. So, Macron invited all scientists to leave America and come to France, where there are progressives.
All American scientists.
American scientists. You're progressive, you know, come here.
Obviously, they're all disappointed.
And then he invited all American scientists to come as well, or just Americans.
Hello, Americans. Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, here, with a special message for you. Your president, Orange Fromage, Digital, having pulled out of the Paris Climate Treaty, has committed a grievous mistake. As a result of his climate policies, there is no doubt that America will immediately burst into flames, leaving only a burnt cinder where you once were. But France will be spared because we are sticking it to... sticking with the treaty. So, before the inevitable happens, you can save yourself and your family by fleeing to France. That is right. Flee to France. Do it now. Don't worry about the crushing taxes and social unrest here. Save yourself from certain syndication. And by doing so, you will save a polar bear. We have plenty. And unicorns too. Flee to France. Please note, a basic knowledge of the French language is a plus, and a knowledge of Farsi is required. Fly to France and bring your wallet. Thank you.
France be a little bit pricey. Just if you know that. A little bit pricey.
Just a little bit. And there's that whole, like, ridiculous amounts of taxation.
I got a little bit of a sad story. A young whale was found dead in the United Kingdom on May 20th, and then its mother was found dead on a nearby beach the same day. Then a third whale washed ashore the next day. So it was three whales right in a row, all part of the same family or group that traveled together. And they think they know what caused it. And I'm not joking here. This is a group of scientists that says we likely know what caused it.
Was it like a disease, or they were starving?
The wind turbines.
The wind turbines?
Yeah. Apparently the wind turbines. No, they create troubles with the sonar that the whales use.
Oh, it confuses them.
Yeah, so it confuses them.
I thought they were good for the environment.
Well, see, that's the thing. It confuses their sonar, so they're good for the environment, but bad for the environment. And
so it kills whales.
Yes, and birds.
And
gobs of birds. Gobs of them.
At least it's sustainable energy.
You put their ideas next to one another, eventually.
You gotta crash into one another. You can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs.
Or whales, apparently.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Kevin Kelly is joining us now. He's co-founder of Wired Magazine and author of The Inevitable, Understanding the 12 Technological Forces That Will Shape Our Future, specifically dealing with a lot of AI stuff. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Good morning.
Give me a couple of the technological forces that you're talking about that's going to shape our future.
We're going to have increased cognition in everything that we make, so a little bit of smartness in the tiniest thing, and a lot of smartness in some of the things.
So a lot of the smartness. So even the tiny things, some things that we don't think we even need any smart technology with, some really low-tech things, will there be, like, smart technology in that?
Yeah, there'll be, like, dolls will have a little bit of, they'll talk back to you, or we'll have stuff in our shirts, which will maybe track our body movements to help us sit in a better posture. And there'll be little bits of intelligence in our shoes to kind of track how much we walk.
That makes sense. And then I can imagine, you know, free enterprise, capitalist, it'll just continue to grow like that, where they'll say, I got a better everything, like you said, shirt, right? I'll develop something that's smart.
Right. But then the major thing is the fact that in the back offices of every corporation, they'll be buying AI like electricity. It's just being generated by some big farms, you know, server farms, and they'll send electricity over the cloud, and anybody can purchase it and do some fantastic things with it.
Wow.
Buy AI kind of like you would buy like a consulting or something like that?
No, like electricity. Just, you know, electricity is artificial power. We used to have to do everything with our muscles or animal muscles, and then we have artificial power, which could, you know, when you turn your key in your car, you get 250 horses. Well, that power was distributed over the electrical grid to anybody. It became a commodity, and AIs can become a commodity where it's come over the cloud, and if you want to buy some AI, you just purchase as much as you want, and you can use it that artificial intelligence to do things that we could not do before.
So it's almost like maybe think of it like an app where we download that artificial intelligence for any number of different things or applications, right?
Exactly. So the important thing is this AI stuff, it's not like human intelligence. It thinks differently. And that's actually its benefit, because the reason why you want it in your car to drive your car is because it's not driving like you. It's not worrying about whether it left the stove on or whether it should have majored in finance. It's just driving very, very inhuman-like and better than humans drive.
Now, I think most of us recognize there's a lot of benefits to technology, even AI. But there's also some questions, some scary things that may come with it. Should we be worried about that stuff?
I think AI will bring whole new problems that we haven't thought about before.
Wow, that's not making me feel good, Gavin.
Yeah, but the solution to those problems is going to be more and better technology. It's not less of it. And so, in fact, I think problems are what drives progress, because each new technology makes new problems, and we have to solve those problems with new and better technologies. And that round and round we go, increasing our choices and options. So, yes, of course, AI will have many new problems, mm-hmm. but the benefits that it brings are going to outweigh the problems.
One of the things we've heard this with every technology throughout the ages, that, oh, that's going to cause a lot of disruption and problems, and even jobs, for example. We know AI, we know automated cars, for example, are going to just decimate people's jobs or the jobs out there. And the, I mean, I think truck driver is the number one job in most shipping, states yeah. and shipping. But will we offset those with enough of other type of jobs?
Absolutely. It seems hard for us to imagine because we kind of a picture in our head of Hollywood and the Terminator. But the same could have been said with the fact that 75% of Americans 150 years ago lived on farms, worked on farms. And if you went back in a time machine and gave all of them pink slips, and the farmers would rightly say, well, what in the world am I going to do? And you would say, you're going to be web designers. You're going to be mortgage brokers. You're going to be tax accountants. You're going to be personal trainers. None of that would make any sense to them. And so the new jobs that are coming, we can make up, but they're going to sound ridiculous right now. But what happens is this new technology births in us new desires for things that we mm-hmm. didn't even know we wanted before.
Interesting. That's a great. The book is The Inevitable. The author, Kevin Kelly, Understanding the 12 Technological Forces That Will Shape Our Future. Kevin, how can people reach you on social media?
I'm Kevin 2 Kelly on Twitter and the same on Facebook. And I have a blog at kk.org.
Good deal. And we'll tweet out links to it as well. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the information. Fascinating.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. The AI stuff, I'm trying not to be, with AI and automation and all this technology, I'm trying not to be the guy who panics like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
The horseless carriage will ruin us. It'll be death. It'll take all those horse jobs away and the buggy whip manufacturers.
The Pony Express.
People will be run over in the streets. Death, destruction. I mean, these are things that we've thought throughout history, yeah. probably back, the wheel will kill jobs, right? I'm trying not to be that guy, but there is so much change coming so fast. I know that with automated cars, for example, there's going to be more people to repair automated cars mm-hmm. or whatever, except we'll have automation system repair those cars. Who's going to repair that automation system?
Automation system.
You could get to that point.
Yeah.
Okay, so Key made the point that there's going to be jobs that are needed that we can't even imagine that they would exist.
Yeah.
Okay, who would have ever thought social media would be a job? A social media director.
Social media manager. And you know, a typical social media manager makes at least six figures.
Right, especially if you're at a big company.
If you're a big company, right. Which is one of the reasons why I tapped into the market.
You're like, show me where the money is.
Show me the money. But that's one of the things about AI and anything with technology. We just have to be open-minded. And of course, we have to be cautioned because we're still human. We make things that are flawed. But we still have to be open-minded when it comes to technology.
And I am really trying, again, not to be that guy. It still seems to me like we have a greater job loss than gain, even with the new technology. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Maybe it's not like, 99-1 or something, but it still seems like we would have more of a loss than a gain.
Well, also, if you think about it, AI, that is something that I don't understand it. Wouldn't jobs now be more of a, you need more of education and intellectual?
Yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing about the AI. The AI learns. It's not just automation. People would say, hey, when you automate factories, all those factory jobs are going to be gone. Okay, a lot of them are gone. Now you need people to fix the equipment, and now it's computer run, too. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just machines. It's now computers. It's now digital. It's all these things, so you have all those jobs. Okay, great. That makes sense. The difference now, you need people to repair those equipments. With artificial intelligence, it's not just automation. It's automation that learns. That's what it is. It learns and can grow and figure things out. It actually takes the place of human beings, not our strong back, but our mind. And there's what's different. Automation, when building cars, took the place of our backs, our strength, whatever. It's like a tool, you know. It used to take 100 men to lift this. Now I can do it with a tow motor or whatever it is. This is replacing intellect.
Mm.
And that's the part that I still see a net loss down the road. Now, that may not be horrible.
No.
Maybe we figure it out and say, well, man gets more time to live a better productive life if you're a faith-based person, to worship more, to enjoy. Okay, cool, great, wonderful. But how are we going to feed ourselves? This is the reason Glenn has started talking about a minimum existence wage or whatever you call it. Now, he doesn't necessarily agree with it. He's not saying that. And I'm not somebody as a libertarian conservative that agree with that either. But if people do not have the ability to go out and get jobs, they just don't exist because of technology and automation, how will they feed themselves?
Yeah.
We then have to go back to 200 years ago before this stuff existed. You have to be self-sufficient in your
farmers.
Food. And farmers. That's great. Is there going to be land? Will we go back to sharecroppers? There's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastics. No. Everything, there's nothing new under the sun. So everything is going to come around again. If that's the case, there's always a slight tweak to it. Is the tweak we will become farmers again because of this stuff, but will it be in a slightly different way?
And we'll probably have more time, too, to become farmers.
Right.
Unless climate change kills us all.
I mean, I'm not going to because I'm going to be dead by then. Either the government comes in and shoots me in the head. Probably.
Cubby.
Although he may be tainted because of me. But
so cubbies?
Something like that, yeah. The government comes in and shoots me in the head because I've said something against the government, or I just work myself to death, one of the two. Hey, it's called Relief Factor, and it's an all-natural anti-inflammatory that's helping thousands of Blaze audience members and many Blaze employees alleviate their chronic pain. Think about that. The chronic pain actually going away. Not just being masked where you can still kind of feel it, you know it's there, but feel better about it. It's gone. That's what Relief Factor does. It's all natural. It's not a bunch of chemicals or medicines or something, if you're worried about that. All natural product that just makes the inflammation go away. Inflammation is usually what causes pain. And how do we usually treat it? We treat it with narcotics or something to mask it, make you feel better about it. I've done this story when I was in the hospital and on Demerol. I still felt the pain for my appendicitis, but I was okay about it. You're just kind of getting drunk on it on some level. Sometimes it's more direct. Deal with the chronic pain by getting rid of the inflammation. And you could do that with Relief Factor. All you have to do is call Relief Factor at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Or go to ReliefFactor.com. You get that three-week quick start pack for only $19.95, a small price to pay to get rid of that chronic pain. It's called Relief Factor. Check them out today at ReliefFactor.com.
This is
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
That is it, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the Morning Blaze. But before we go, as always, let's find out what we learned today. We learned from John Kerry that Donald Trump is lying about John Kerry's actual lies.
It's fake news on fake news.
That's exactly it.
It's a fake news orgy.
We learned Chris Cruz cannot pronounce Segway, and neither can Cal.
Hey, I got one. He got one.
Let me just seg into this next one.
I thought that was a real word. You can seg.
You're going to make it hip.
Just keep trying.
I'm going to keep working it.
You know, in today's world, what the hell? None of this matters anyways.
No.
We learned you cannot make a sustainable energy omelet without breaking some whales.
And birds.
Chopping and a lot of other
little
stuff.
Pieces.
We learned from Sean King that the NFL is only 70% black and therefore not black enough.
Yeah.
We learned your guacamole is about to get much, much more expensive. Cal, spin of the dials, radio style dials, text morning. What, if anything, did you learn today?
I learned when the guys who sponsor terror are getting attacked, something's not right in the world. Or maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's karma.
In the right direction.
I learned that if you need a warning label to cut open an avocado, you're doing it wrong.
You might just be an idiot.
Or you're just stupid, yeah. And apparently the NFL isn't black enough.
No.
What else is black enough?
I think if you put a B in the NFL...
The NBFL?
Yeah, exactly. The National Black Football League. You're heading in the right direction.
We'll go.
Reparations, too.
And that's all I learned today.
All right. At the Blaze, Keith, what, if anything, did you learn today?
I learned that John Kerry recognizes fake news when he sees it. For example,
John Kerry may be familiar with the 2004 exit polls.
All right, Kirk, spin of the dials, radio style dials, text morning. What of anything did you learn today?
I learned today if anything bad happens, just blame it on ISIS. So if I leave your mic on, sorry, it was ISIS.
Ooh. You're telling ISIS is sabotaging the show now?
Yes. They are taking over.
Chris Cruz, what of anything did the listeners learn today?
You got DM in DM also learning, oh boy, poor Chris and his speech incontinency. Yes.
I got it. I got it.
And I practiced that damn word over there. Can I practice that word?
Damn it. It's like I can't properly speechicating.
All right, Brad Wolf also learning, in the future, my shoes will nag me about not getting enough exercise.
That's right. How come you're not out there running, Dave?
Mike brings up a good question. Too much Skynet? The fix is more Skynet.
Right. I'm glad he caught that. He's like, you're right. It's going to create new problems that we'll be able to solve with technology, which will create new problems, which will solve with new technology that'll create new. Seems pretty stupid, I know.
TMB listener, OU812.
OU812.
I know. I forget that one. Chris Cruz can properly say more words than students today being educated by Common Core.
Again?
What?
Nothing. Please continue.
Oh, okay. Nathan Dunn also tweeting out, is anyone going to change their profile picture to stand with Iran today?
That's a good point.
Oh, wow.
I doubt very much.
Iran was attacked. They're victims, too.
If you're consistent with your stand, you have to stand with Iran this morning.
Although that may be like one of those, like, you're a bomb maker and the bomb blows up in your face. It's like, oh, that's kind of on you.
It's karma.
Let's see.
Like, did anybody change it to stand with Baghdad?
No.
Right? Or stand with Afghanistan?
No.
Okay, because they're not necessarily like the big sponsors of terror like Iran has been. Okay. So, but it's still a great point.
World's okay's cop saying, I'm a cop. I'm part of the government. I will block you on Twitter if I want to.
And I'm here to help.
That's police brutality right there.
That's right.
Libertarian tweeting out, can Chris say it? Hemi demi me squire.
What?
Hemi demi squire, right?
Okay, I can't say that one either.
All right.
I just realized I didn't get the new numbers on procrastination.
Keith gave them to you.
I had a couple things I had to get in, and it just got pushed back. It's okay. What right are you getting upset? We'll just do them tomorrow. Okay. What else do we have coming up tomorrow?
Oh, my God. Coming up tomorrow, we got App of the Week. Of course, everybody's looking forward to that. And we're giving away DVDs for the Shaq movie.
Oh, that's right. We'll be giving those away tomorrow, so make sure to tune in.
That's Shaquille O'Neal.
What is Mike Broomhead coming up on his show?
He's going to give you the latest with the terror attacks in Iran.
And he's featuring a Muslim.
Yeah, he's going to have a Muslim in studio today. Mike Broomhead in for Glenn Beck next. Do we know what he's wearing today?
He's got this whole like black thing going.
Yeah, ooh, I think he's in mourning.
He's in mourning?
Yeah. Very apparently upset to him, about Black this Lives Do Matter.
Remember the Morning Blaze of today, Chris Cruz production, Six Semper Tyrannus. Good night, Steve Cannon. Wherever you are. Anya, now you go home. Can you pronounce this? What's that?
Inevitable.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.